Since we have another Seder coming up, I want to offer you something to say at your Seder, and then a quick reflection on Jewish history. First of all, something to say at your Seder. As you know, at each Seder, we talk about the four sons, or, if you're being egalitarian about it, the four children. There's the Chacham, the wise one, the Rasha, the wicked one, the Tam, the simple one, and the She'eino Yodea Lishol, the one who doesn't even know how to ask a question. And these are, throughout Jewish history, four different types that have been explained in lots of ways. One of the ways is that all of us has all four inside of us, which is a nice drasha, but it's not the one that I want to use this morning. Another way of thinking about this is that this is a developmental statement. We all start as She'eino Lodea Lishol. We all start as someone who doesn't know how to ask a question. When we're very young, we don't know how to ask a question. Then we become Tam. We ask simple questions when we're young. As we get older, and we search, and we rebel, and we try to find ourselves, we become the Rasha. We ask challenging, difficult, or, well, subversive questions, let's put it that way, intending to overturn the established order, and we become wicked in the eyes of some people, and then finally, when we surmount that, we become Chacham. So, everyone is all four, just at different times in our lives. And I mention this because it is helpful to think of where each of us is on the continuum. Where are we in terms of being Tam, She'eino Yodea Lishol, Chacham, or Rasha? And then a quick observation on Jewish history that ties in with something that we just read. You know, in the Torah, we're told that no ger can share the Passover sacrifice, that it's only for Israel, but if they become circumcised, that is, if they join the Jewish people, then they can share in the sacrifice. And Rabbi Kushner at the bottom has a very nice comment. He says that, you know, just as we sing the song, Land Where My Fathers Died, Land of the Pilgrim's Pride, he said, even though for every immigrant, in fact, our fathers didn't necessarily die here, once you become part of the continuity of a people, you take on their past. So even somebody who comes newly to the Jewish people can speak about how their ancestors were slaves in Egypt, even though their ancestors weren't slaves in Egypt, just as we can talk about Land Where My Fathers Died, even though I don't know anybody in this room who actually had a father in the Revolutionary War, or a grandfather, or a great-grandfather, or a great-great-grandfather, or probably even the Civil War. So you take on the past of a people when you join that people. And the reason I bring this up is a beautiful and very powerful observation by Rabbi Soloveitchik about the Haggadah. He says, in the Haggadah we say, Habaim l'Mitzrayim, the Jews who come to Egypt. We put it in the present tense. Because even though the Jews had been in Egypt for hundreds of years, the Egyptians saw them as though they had just come yesterday. And, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, this is the tragedy of the Jewish people. We've gone from land to land, we've existed there sometimes for hundreds, even thousands of years, but the other people in the land saw us as though we were somehow immigrants. We didn't belong there. We were outsiders, just as they saw us in Egypt, even though we had been in Egypt again for hundreds of years. It reminds me of many years ago when there was a terror blast in Paris, and I believe it was the foreign minister said Frenchmen and Jews were killed, as though all the Jewish citizens of France weren't Frenchmen, right? They were somehow different. They were immigrants. They were Habaim l'Mitzrayim. That contrasts with the way the Jewish people bring people in. Once you have joined the Jewish people, then you can share the Passover sacrifice. In other words, once you affiliate with a nation, once you sacrifice for it, once you care for it, you become part of it. That has not traditionally been the attitude of the nations towards the Jews. And it's one of the reasons why America was different. Since America was a nation of immigrants, there was no one group that was seen as the outsiders, because there were no insiders. Just as I said to you, probably none of your ancestors fought in the Revolutionary War. I could say that in almost every church and synagogue in America, and there would be very few, because we're a nation of people who came here as opposed to a nation of people that was already set here. And so Pesach reminds us that all of Judaism, in some sense, is built on welcoming the ger, welcoming the stranger. Ki gerim hayitem me'eretz Mitzrayim, because you were strangers. You know what it is to be an outsider. You know what it is not to be accepted, even in the land of your own birth. And so we have to have a special sensitivity to strangers in our home, in our community, and in our land. And with that thought, we're going to invite everybody in.